Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Yankees and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Keller. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Nick Eaton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Johnson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Johnny Lindell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Adley Donald. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Adley Donald. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Criscola. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Nagealing. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Johnny Nagealing. And now, play ball. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Criscola. Sternweiss reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Farrell for a passed ball. Sternweiss moves to third. Weatherly moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is walked intentionally. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sternweiss scores. Weatherly moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is walked intentionally. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola hits a ball on the ground towards first. Eaton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Criscola for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Eaton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Lindell reaches second base with a double. Adley Donald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donald bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Lindell moves to third. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sternweiss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Sternweiss reaches second base with a double. Lindell scores. It's 2-0, Yankees. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Nagealing covering, for the out. Sternweiss moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0-for-1 in the game. Keller hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Eaton hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Nagealing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagealing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lindell hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adley Donald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donald is 0-for-0 in the game. Donald hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Sternweiss hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chartak. Sternweiss reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chris Cola is 0 for 1 in the game. Chris Cola hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clift moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 1 in the game. Chartak hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Yankees, 2, Browns, 2. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0 for 2 in the game. Keller strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Eaton hits a fly ball into left field. Chris Cola settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lindell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lindell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Nagyeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagyeling is 0 for 1 in the game. Nagyeling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 0 for 2 in the game. Criscola hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Atlee Donald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donald is 0-for-1 in the game. Donald hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Sternweiss hits a fly ball into left field. Chris Cola settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sternweiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0-for-3 in the game. Keller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gordon bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Keller moves to second. One out. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Etten hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keller scores. It's 3-2, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nick Ealing fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lindell. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell bunts towards the mound. Donald fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to third. One out. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Don Hefner. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns pinch hits for Johnny Nagealing. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. McQuinn scores. That run is unearned. It's Yankees, 3, Browns, 3. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 0-for-3 in the game. Criscola hits a pop-up towards short. Sternweiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns 3. the Yankees will come to bat. Mike Krivic now playing left field. Don Gutteridge now playing second base. George Caster now pitching. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lindell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Bud Metheny pinch hits for Adley Donald. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to third for the out. Lindell moves to second. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Sternweiss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Caster covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Murphy now pitching. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chartak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Keller strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Eaton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Eaton moves to second. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks, Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Christman pinch runs for Vern Stevens. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McQuinn bunts towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Christman moves to second. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell is walked intentionally. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Don Gutteridge. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Christman scores. Farrell moves to second. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.